Spring is in the air, baby. On today's episode, we're going to preview 2024's edition of the International Flower and Garden Festival at Epcot. It's going to be food tracked, it's going to be drinks, all the stops. This is episode 107 of the Off the Monorails podcast.
What's up, party people? Welcome back to the show. This is the Off the Monorails podcast. I'm your host, Jordan, joined today by these two awesome guys, Justin and Ryan. How you doing, fellas?
Doing great on this Friday afternoon.
Friday vibes, baby. Friday vibes.
Right? Feels good. Yeah, it feels good just to be sitting down again. And, you know, we talked about on our last episode, guys, that we were just waiting and waiting and waiting for the menus to drop for Flower and Garden Festival, and by God, they dropped.
They're here, baby.
Yeah. They're here.
The wait is over.
They're here, baby, and man.
So we're going to talk about that a little bit today, and can't wait.
Yeah, first peak has definitely been delightful.
We are literally recording this minutes after the menus have been released and all the other details. So these are fresh takes. We're going to give it to you straight. I can't wait to dive into these things. I literally have not been able to even read through all the menus.
Yeah, this is all organic reactions here, real time.
Yeah, so we're gonna get to that here in just a few minutes. But first, fellas, how you doing?
Doing great.
Doing well. Racing has started back. So one of mine and Ryan's favorite pastimes is watching the Speed Weeks in Daytona. So got to watch some racing last night. Cooked up a nice, fine meal.
Oh, what you got?
Some chicken wings. Uh-huh. Oh yeah, we did some wings, roasted and fried.
Oh, and you didn't want to call your boy?
Third down.
We dropped the ball on that one.
I was just saying.
We dropped the ball.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Damn. It's all right.
Mistakes were made.
I forgive you. You'll have the great thing about life is that we get more chances, more opportunities.
Yep.
Just take every chance you get. Your mistakes.
Yep. Every day is a new opportunity. Well, I'm going to cut you two knuckleheads off. I'm going to actually get ahead of the ball here for a change. This is our coffee break brought to you by our good friends at ExpeditionRoasters.com. If you would like to pay them a visit and check out some great coffee, we will leave an affiliate link in our episode description. They have lots of great theme park and pop culture inspired flavors, with coffee always still being the number one note. That is for sure. Some great hand-thrown mugs, some cool apparel, and some swag. They got a rewards program. I suggest you join it, because once you start buying, you're going to keep buying it. So you might as well get you some rewards points to save you some money. And also, on the note of saving money, use code OFFTHEMONORAILS at checkout. That'll save you 10% on every order you place with that code. And also get your order to $65 or more, and that will give you free shipping throughout the U.S. So once again, ExpeditionRoasters.com. And boys, what kind of news we got trickling from the outlets today?
Well, we other than obviously the Flower and Garden that we're going to talk about here. Anyone ever heard of Fort Wilderness?
Sounds familiar.
As you guys know,
encouragingly raises his hand.
Yes, yes. As you guys know, we've been talking about this. The cabins coming soon. The cabin overhaul, if you will, at Disney's Fort Wilderness Campgrounds and Resort. The booking window is now open for DVC members who have points there for the cabins. So anyone that added points onto their DVC contracts can go and book for their stays beginning in July, I believe they open up for the first stays. So that's open, and it'll slowly trickle out over the next several weeks to everyone being able to book those. So I have some points still saved up.
Oh.
Might be splashing some over to experience these cabins when they release to my pocket of eligibility. So I'm excited. We got a little sneak peek video of them recently. It looks great. You know, I don't get the takes from people. You obviously everyone's entitled to their own opinions, but I don't get the takes, like the bad takes for these cabins. There's a lot of people that don't like the styling, don't like the look, don't like the maybe the feel of them. And maybe they think that, well, if you're in a cabin in the woods, that it's supposed to be like this, it has to be a log cabin and it has to be, you know, like, I don't know, this like woods type feel. I just don't get the take of the new design being bad, because I think it's great. I think it fits the aesthetic better, that new aesthetic that they were going for when they built the new Tri-Circle D ranch where all the horses and stables and stuff are over there. I just think it's just this movement and evolution of what Fort Wilderness is or could be. I think it's much higher. It's a much elevated look. So I don't know what your thoughts are on this, because, you know, we've visited this resort numerous times, right? We've stayed here numerous times. We've enjoyed this. It's one of our favorites to go to. And so I don't know what your guys' thoughts are on that, but I love this new design, and I can't wait to go and stay.
Yeah.
It's Fort Wilderness. Yeah,
the modernized look, the cabins.
It's Fort Wilderness.
The cabins needed freshening up. That was an obvious thing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, people are just, there's going to be naysayers with any type of progress that Disney makes. Sometimes it's warranted, but most times it's just, you know, the perfectionists. But I think they look great. Maybe the layout of where the bathroom's located in the cabin might be, you know, my only quarrel. But if the toilet flushes, that's all that matters. Like, that's all I'm worried about.
Facts. Yeah, I mean, it's Fort Wilderness, like I said. Like, there's only so much that you could do to update this and keep its, you know, it keep its ambiance, keep its energy. And they're doing it the right way. They're implementing strategies to where they're staying within their footprint of existing buildings and reimagining. Like, this is a win all the way around. Like, you're getting updated amenities, updated visuals, updated structuring. Like, this is all a freaking W.
Yeah.
So if you're Fort Wilderness stands like us, this is our time. You know, I'm looking forward to getting in there, staying in there. Because I mean, everything else is already an the extra topping, if you will, on top of this sundae. And they're doing it the right way.
Man, you got food on the brain, huh? You got the food analogies coming out here.
Yeah, a little precursor.
You know, it's that time, you know? It's that time.
It is, man. It is. It is.
Food truck.
I'm all excited. also, on last week's episode, we were talking about the special looks that we got at Tiana's Bayou Adventure and the new animatronic. And we were talking about the ride vehicles themselves. And we got some extra footage. We found some footage of the flumes themselves, the boats. They look similar to me, guys. They don't look that much different than the old ride vehicles. That was a question we had coming away from last week's episode. So yeah. Now, could they switch them out? Obviously, yes. But just in the testing video that we saw, and again, it was kind of a leak. This wasn't like an official video,
right,
from Disney, that the ride vehicle looked very similar to the former. Yeah. So
a little updated paint job, maybe slap some fresh decals on there and send that baby on down the waterway.
And it could be a small nod to the nostalgia of the ride. You know, maybe they preserve the old flumes and just, you know, refurbish them.
Save some money.
Yeah. Well, yeah, definitely.
Disney's not in the business of doing that, but you know, we can only hope and pray. Either that or it's going to end up in one of them, you know, collector's markets.
Hey, there you go. I'm not sure what you're going to do with the boat, but.
Hey, there's some people that got the old Skyliners that were in Magic Kingdom. Like, what are you going to do with those?
Yeah.
Say you got them.
Figure out a way.
Yeah. I guess now it's your breakfast nook.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Imagine.
Sorry, my design, my designer mind went real quick.
Well, another lovely piece of Disney news that I've seen was a new baby elephant was welcomed to the public at Animal Kingdom. this week.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So her name is Cora. She is 2 months old and just made her debut onto the actual Savannah area just this past week. Nice. Thursday morning, to be exact. And within the first hour, she was already comfortable and running around with her mom and all of her, I guess, you know, friends that are in the preserve with her, playing with a stack of hay and trying to tump over a log that was on the ground. So really cool to see some new animals and you know, the continued act of preservation continuing at Animal Kingdom, because that's, you know, the whole premise behind that park is conservation and preservation. That's really cool, because the elephants are definitely a treat to see while doing the safari. I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially in that newer, like, expanded area that they created for them. Mm-hmm. I think I talked about that maybe a couple months back when we were talking about one of our trips, but it was the first time we had ridden the safari vehicle over there in that area, and it was, you know, it was definitely expanded. So it was cool. Anytime we get a new you know, animals there, it's always really cool to see. So hopefully we get there soon and we can see Cora in person. That'd be nice.
And as of that right there, that should wrap up our updated news segment. So gentlemen, listeners, everybody, it is time to get food tracked, OTM style. You know what we're here, you know what we're about. Let's open up these menus and let's go through them one by one.
Yeah.
And pavilion by pavilion, and each item in its glorious descriptions,
yeah,
if you will.
Well, let's give you an overview of the festival itself. This is the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival. It runs from February 28th to May 27th. So you've got a long period of time to go and experience this over the course of essentially three full months. And get there, because it's going to be great. It's always beautiful. One of the most appealing, visual pleasing festivals, that's for sure, with all the flowers everywhere and the decorations and the topiaries and just all that has to go with it. It's, in my opinion, synonymous with the springtime now, right? Like, anytime I associate the spring season, I think of flower and garden.
Absolutely. Good reason to.
Yeah, and it's kind of become a tradition for us, right? We always make a spring visit, you know, hopefully a few times to Disney, and we always make Flower and Garden Festival part of those visits because it is one of those that it runs so long, and then the food menus can be extensive, the activities can be extensive. So let's dive into some of the activities and just overall things that you can maybe experience while you're at Flower and Garden Festival besides eating. So we'll take a look first at one of my favorite activities. I know you guys like it too, especially the kids. The butterfly garden.
Absolutely. Always a good time.
Always a treat. It's beautiful. They have a full botanical display. Obviously it's a garden, right? But everything in there is place with the intent to attract butterflies naturally, right? And so you get these just wonderful moments of these butterflies feeding on the flowers, and just it's really cool to watch the journey of them too. Like, if you visit multiple times, you could see them, you know, developing in the cocoons and then releasing, and it's just really fun. I enjoy every time going in there. They got, you know, some water features and stuff in there usually too. So it's just a nice relaxing place. I will say, the further you get towards the summer coming, right? Like the further you get towards summer time period, like late April and May, the warmer it's going to get, right, in Florida. And it gets a little hotter in that butterfly garden because it is closed in to a degree. So something to be mindful of. If you can get to the festival early, get there earlier, whether it's earlier in the day or earlier in the spring season, I think, in my opinion, makes the experience of that, the butterfly garden and overall festival a little bit better.
More bearable.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's take a moment to talk about the a concert series, which you can find over at the America Gardens Theater in the America Pavilion World Showcase. Of course, we've talked about these on all of these preview episodes that we do for each and every one of the Epcot festivals. But this is a string of concerts that happen every night, and they have multiple showings typically on those nights of a featured artist or artist showcasing and a concert. They have dining packages available for these as well. So you could, if there's an artist coming that you absolutely want to see or could be, you know, potentially sold out, at which I say sold out, this is free to attend, right? This is including your park ticket. So make sure you understand that. There's nothing else you need to buy to go see these shows and experience this entertainment, which is also really cool because it gives you an opportunity to see a brief concert for these acts. But you get to take it in, right? You get to take it in without paying any extra money. And there are some fan favorites back and returning this year. And then we've also got some new acts as well. So any standouts for you guys?
A Flock of Seagulls, baby. April 14th and 15th. If you know, you know, over there at Guardians of the Galaxy. And yeah, that one right there, easily.
Blue October on April 5th and 6th. That's interesting. I wouldn't mind seeing that. Or
yeah,
Joe DiMassina.
Simple Plan's back too. And
yeah,
yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah,
boy, I see Lit made the lineup too. Uh-huh. Boy, bring me back to high school, son.
Yeah, yeah. They're actually a new artist this year, and will be that'll be close to is that going to be in
the last week,
Memorial Day weekend.
Is that Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, that's sure is.
Yeah,
sure is.
Get out of school.
Yeah,
that'll be the weekend that we come back from the cruise. If we stay the weekend after we get back from the cruise, we'll be able to see Casting Crowns. Sister Hazel, 19th and 20th of May.
Oh yeah,
I will not be able to see them because that's our embarking date for the cruise. But man, love me some Sister Hazel. That's a nice little gem from the 90s. Yeah, there's some good ones this year. Some new ones too.
There are. Yeah, it's always cool. Like I said, it's always cool just to go and see who's going to be there, right? Like, this is included, mm-hmm. guys. Go enjoy. Go enjoy these acts, right?
Just catch there. One show.
Yeah.
30, 40 minute set. Yeah. And then yeah. Mosey on your
and
way.
You don't even have to go into the amphitheater area to listen. You can easily grab a beer from Regal Eagle or the America booth.
Oh, yeah.
And stand along the fence right there and watch. It's really all up to you.
And then also, well, you know, we are merchandise aficionados too, right? And always, we love a good collection. Anything we can collect and get our hands on that way, always, you know, nice and bright and shiny to us. And so for this year, they're going to have some themed collections wrapped around the festival merchandise and featuring four collections. So they're going to have an Orange Bird collection featuring apparel, accessories, garden decor, and more. They're going to have a Coco collection, a Seizure Moment theme, again, on apparel.
That makes sense with the colors of the flowers and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And then they're going to have a butterfly collection. And it's they call it Flutter Through the Butterfly Garden alongside Minnie Mouse with items from this flowery collection. So we'll see.
Makes sense.
What that looks
like. What they do with it.
And then the AP collection, of course, there are annual pass holder exclusive merchandise items at each of these festivals. And this year, the apparel, accessories, and trading pins exclusives to those pass holders will feature Spike the Bee.
Yeah, my boy.
Love it. Great options.
Always interested to see what these items will look like. So we will definitely let you all know, too, as soon as we can get our hands on some. But we always love a good exclusive.
Yeah.
And this is going to be just a quick shameless plug, but we also throw out our own inspired designs on our website.
There you go.
At offthemonorails.com. So be sure to check out some options there.
Yeah, they'll be featured right there on the homepage for you to get you festival ready for sure.
And one of the main icons of Flower and Garden Festival, as we've already mentioned, is the topiaries, which if you're not familiar with what those are, these are plant structures, I guess, if you will, of characters. And they use different types of vines and flowers and hedges, whatever it may be. And they have these characters scattered all through Epcot. Some that are kind of indigenous to like the certain cultural areas, and some that kind of fit into just the area of the park they're in. But there's a few new ones that were added this year. Mm. And we're talking about Asha and Valentino and Star from Disney's newest edition, Wish. So that's pretty cool. And of course, you're going to have your Figment, your Huey, Dewey, Louie, and Donald, and Bambi. Groot is a new one for this year. It's going to be near Cosmic Rewind. Nice. I cannot wait.
Yeah, we talked about that a couple weeks ago. Yep.
Yeah.
Really, really cool. At least the artist rendering, right?
Yep. And you'll have Buzz Lightyear and Woody, Bo Peep, and the Sheep, Simba and Friends, Timon and Pumbaa, Goofy, Mickey, Staples. Minnie, all of your big stars. But another new one, Coco. So Miguel and Dante will be at the Mexico Pavilion. I think that is fantastic because they already had the 50th anniversary statue there, and it just makes sense.
And to your point too about the merchandise, Justin, about the how floral that movie is, I can only imagine what this topiary display is going to look like. Right, it's going to be
exactly
vibrant for sure.
Vibrant is the perfect word for that. Yes,
vibrante.
But the cool thing about the topiaries is you get to see them evolve throughout the course of the festival.
Yes,
because they get a little more lush, a little more thick, and they continuously prune them as they grow. But they really take shape and fill out towards like the second half of the festival, and you get those nice summer showers, ma'am. And they just look gorgeous. And all the flowers around the monorail loop part, they don't miss when they don't skimp on the budget for the horticulture, that's for sure.
I think one of my favorite things is that there's such a variety of different films and characters represented that there's something there for everybody to really appreciate with the topiary. So I like the choices that they did.
Agreed.
Obviously, along with those topiaries, there are gardens throughout World Showcase as well. So take a moment, go through those. It's just a beautiful way to experience the park. So definitely take advantage of those. But guys, it's time.
Oh, yeah.
It's time to dive in these outdoor kitchens and take a look at the menus, see what's new, see if any of our old favorites are coming back. Let you all know who are listening right now, preparing yourselves for your visit to Flower and Garden. Based on our experience, what you can plan on skipping. And again, anything that is returning that we just absolutely love and can highly recommend that you absolutely go get, we'll be sure to call that out. But I am ready to dive in and see, really am ready to see what's new. So before we get into the kitchens, let's just tell you that the kitchens are open daily. They open up at 11 a.m. So if you are going to this festival looking for food, you will not find it at these booths until 11 o'clock. And then they are open until park close, unless otherwise noted at each individual booth. Let's start. We're going in order with Brunchcot. And this was a new booth that they introduced last year near Test Track. And this was actually one of my favorites from last year. And oh my gosh, I just looked at the menu for this.
Yes.
And I see an old favorite.
Yes.
The avocado toast. Super, super good last year. Really impressed with that. It was a surprise to me how good it was last year. And then also, maybe one of the best items from last year altogether was the fried cinnamon roll bites with cream cheese frosting and candied bacon.
Yes.
Those are also returning, and I cannot wait to have those again. But I definitely have to call out a brand new item to this booth, which is what caught my eye as soon as I looked at this menu list. It is biscuit and gravy with impossible chicken fried steak and impossible sausage gravy.
Yes, please.
Old strategy, Cotton.
Yes, please.
If they nail it, they nailed it.
We are definitely going to give that a try. We are Southern boys, for those listening that did not know. Born and raised. And so we know a thing or two about some biscuits and gravy, right? So I'm absolutely want to try this because I'm going to judge it to the highest degree.
Mm-hmm.
And I did you guys notice that in the menu listing, they call it biscuit and gravy? Singular. Yeah. Yeah. Biscuit. They're being very careful singular. Not to use those plurals, right?
Yep. They've learned.
As we noted a couple of years ago.
With the scallops, quote unquote.
Scallops. And you got one for like $8. Yeah.
Yeah.
So also this at this booth, returning are the drinks from last year. You can get the Fruit Loop Shake, which is a non-alcoholic drink. You have a peach Bellini, and they have a coffee cocktail, which is Joffrey's coffee with milk, vanilla vodka, Kahlua rum, and coffee liqueur. Please.
Starting to see a lot of these cocktails being kind of integrated into each festival now.
Yeah, I'm for it.
So next on the list, we have the Epcot Farmers Feast, which is over near the test track area. And got one new item in comparison to last year's. And actually, before I get started, this is part of one of the phased menus. So this is the early bloom phase of the menu that goes from February 28th to March 30th. So some of these we'll have to put a little asterisk in there. Some of these are, you know, phased menus, and they will change and evolve as the festival goes on. But first thing is the new item, and it's the veal loin with spring pea risotto with Ben's Original International Grains, Arborio rice, and red wine syrup. That sounds fabulous.
Huh.
Not bad.
Huh.
Yeah. And a returning banger from last year, the strawberry rhubarb upside down cake with cream fraiche whipped cream. That stuff
cream fraiche.
Great. Yeah, I got to have the cream fraiche. Got to offset the tart from that rhubarb. Also, we've got the grilled street corn on the cob with savory garlic spread and plant-based cheese. Yes, please. Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And wash that down with either a hibiscus lemonade cocktail with a la Murata Brewery and Distillery hibiscus gin, or a frozen lemon tea cocktail with Baron Jaeger honey and bourbon.
My goodness.
Yeah. Talk to me.
That's a good one. That's a banger.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, this next booth is one of my favorites over at the Citrus Blossom in the Odyssey Pavilion.
Oh, yeah.
Returning is the orange sesame tempura shrimp with orange chili sauce. Fantastic. You must get it. It's delicious. Also available is the lemon meringue pie, which is a lemon curd, lemon mousse, and toasted meringue. Just your straightforward lemon meringue pie. Mm-hmm. And it's delicious as well. On tap for beverages, we have the orange lemon smoothie and a souvenir orange bird sipper cup. And this is a non-alcoholic version of a drink.
Staple.
The sipper cup is awesome. Yeah. Yep, it's literally the staple of the festival.
I will not get my kids a souvenir cup this year, I promise.
Gentlemen.
You already got enough orange birds floating around the house.
Oh, my goodness.
But, gentlemen, check out the additional beverages here. We have four new offerings on the beer taps.
Yeah.
So first up, we have Key Lime Wine Slush. Jordan?
Yeah.
I know that's what you're eyeballing, yeah.
I'll give it a try.
Also available is the Left Hand Brewing Lemon Drop Shandy out of Longmont, Colorado.
So refreshing. Mm.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So refreshing.
That sounds amazing. Also available is the Southern Tier Brewing Company Orange Twist Imperial Ale out of Lakewood, New York. And rounding it out is Stone Brewing Tangerine Express Hazy IPA out of Escondido, California.
That's the one. So a whole new beer flight. Entirely new
whole
beer
new
flight.
Whole new beer flight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brand new beer flight.
You know what that means, boys.
Yeah. Big boy flights, buddy.
Hey,
big boy
that flies. Hazy IPA is calling my name. I'm telling you.
Hey, man, if you want to get...
Tangerine sounds good for IPA.
Well, if you want to get Schwasty McWasty, that's Southern Tier Orange Twist Imperial Ale. That's going to be... it's going to be a doozy on that ABV scale. So just a warning.
Oh, man.
I look forward to this booth every year, and it's going to be, it looks like
it's
going to be
great. Yeah, it's such a banger booth.
So, and I agree, those shrimp were really good.
Yeah, I had that booth, really I think, good. Probably seven times last year. Like, we ate those shrimp every time we went to Epcot. They were good every time.
Didn't they have the orange cardamom wings last year?
I believe so.
I think they had some wings. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought I remember having orange wings.
But the shrimp was way better than the
they
wings.
Had like a wing trio almost. They had the orange cardamom and like a garlic parm and something else too. But yeah.
Is that, am I thinking? Was it food and wine? Flower Garden or Food and Wine? Yeah, I just remember orange wings, and maybe I was just comparing
fat asses
those to the orange chicken. Yeah, sorry.
May have been. I don't know.
But with but just a heads up, with the shrimp, the orange is a nice sweet orange, and the chili is just a nice finishing bite.
Oh, yeah, it's not spicy. It's not.
It reminds me of like Panda Express orange chicken sauce, but a little better.
Yeah. Elevated, yeah.
Really fresh, though.
And the shrimp are pretty big, too, if I remember correctly on those skewers.
Good portions. Yeah.
All right, let's go over to Florida Fresh. This is going to be near the Disney Trader, so kind of as you make your way right into World Showcase.
The Heart.
They've got two new items on the food menu. First up is grilled warm lobster tail with key lime butter.
Yes, please.
Okay. And the Cubanito with mojo marinated pork belly, ham, Swiss cheese, pickles and stone ground mustard sauce.
Like a spin on a Cuban sandwich.
Got my attention.
And then for dessert, you've got the Florida strawberry shortcake. And this is a garden craze item. So if you're looking to do those collectibles and get the treat at the end, then you can do that and add that to your festival passport. Make sure you pick that up. For the beverages, they have a non-alcoholic cucumber watermelon slushy, and then they also have a alcoholic version of that same slushy with gin. I am looking forward
That's a straightforward banger item.
I'm looking forward to this entire booth.
There's gonna be a line at that
key
one
lime
at
butter
times.
On that lobster tail.
Ooh, yeah, that's different.
And yeah, that's got my attention.
We have warm seafood. Remember how we just had this qualm about the cold seafood? Finally, it says it's warm, so it better be warm.
We'll let you know.
All right.
Don't want to sleep on that sandwich either. That sounds good,
too. Yeah, good Cuban sandwich,
I'm not dismissing it.
Yeah.
The pickles is the only thing that gets me, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not I'm not a pickle guy. But
if they can do it without pickles, I'll be down.
Well, moving on to the ever-so-famous Mexico Pavilion at the Jardín de Fiesta, so the Garden of Parties, we have an entirely new album. So I'm pretty excited to talk about this one. So I'm going to butcher this, but it's the Flan de Guayaba. It is a vanilla flan with guava, coulis, whipped cream, and fresh fruit. So a nice little dessert offering.
My gosh, that sounds so good.
Yeah, anything with guava and cream on it is going to be amazing. But then we have the Sope de Chilorio, if that's how you say it. But it's guajillo pepper braised pork on fried corn shells with black beans, shredded cabbage, crema mexicana, queso fresco, and chives. That sounds very fresh.
Yes, it does.
And to round out the food items, we have the tamale de rajas, which is poblano peppers, corn, and cheese in masa topped with poblano cream sauce, crema mexicano, pickled carrots, and onions with chives. So nice little...
That's going to have some punch to it with that poblano.
Yeah. I'm trying to see. I don't think there's any meat on this either. So it's just poblano peppers with the corn and cheese with like garnishes.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if that's really listed as like a vegetarian thing because of the cream sauce and stuff on it, but no meat. The beverages, also new. We have the lychee margarita, which is Centinela Blanco tequila, lychee liqueur, citrus juice, and agave nectar. And
straightforward margarita.
Yeah. But lychee, too. Lychee's kind of like got that clear gummy bear flavor to it. If that makes any sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we have the floral margarita, which is cherry liqueur, mezcal, hibiscus tea, and lime juice. That sounds fabulous.
Yeah. This entire booth just sounds fresh, right? It just sounds so bright. And if that makes sense, right, from a taste profile. But, whew, man. I'm already like seeing
Party
the budget
garden.
Go up, up, up.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, the last but not least is the most mysterious item on this list, and that is the Kraft Mexican Lager. It's just Yeah, it's a
whatever
beer
they got in stock, man.
It's there.
Whatever,
yeah.
Whatever. Modelo, Tecate, yeah, whatever it might be. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this beer's from Mexico.
They decided not to put themselves in a box.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll drink it. I don't care.
Exactly.
All right, onwards over to the China Pavilion where Lotus House is situated. Here we have the spicy mala chicken skewer with a creamy peanut sauce. I believe that's a returning favorite, if I'm not mistaken. Also available here is the house-made cheesy crab wontons. I know for sure that's a returning favorite. And then you have the pan-fried vegetable dumplings as well. And for the beverages, we have your typical non-alcoholic bubble tea and a couple of new ones as well available. We have the Dragon Dynasty, which is a baijiu spirit, light rum, dragon fruit, pina colada mix, and soda water.
Okay.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
They got my attention with the soda water. That's pretty cool. Okay. Also is the Lucky Peach, which is a peach whiskey, oolong tea, honey, lemon juice, and soda water. And again, relying on that soda water, this is a really nice little drink, too.
I wonder, they made that hot. It sounds like something you would drink if you were sick.
Yeah, like a hot toddy.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
China edition.
Exactly.
And then also available here is the Brew Hub Honey Jasmine Lager draft beer.
Great beer.
And last but not least, the Tropical Moon, which is vodka, triple sec, passion fruit, soda water, and white boba pearls just floating around there at the bottom.
Yeah, so they're kind of using these like fruit juices and concentrates with the soda water, like kind of utilizing that soda water to give it that bubbly element. I dig it.
Right, yeah. I like I like this direction.
I'd probably go here more for the drinks than for the food.
Yeah,
just in my
agreed
opinion.
Yeah.
All right, heading over to, I know, a favorite. Heading over to Germany.
This one's
we're going to Bauer Market. And this is always great, and especially great when you consider that the entire menu is returning favorites.
Unchanged, baby.
So you've got the potato pancakes with the house-made apple sauce, which is also a Garden Grace item. You have the toasted pretzel bread topped with the Black Forest ham and the melted Gruyere cheese.
Oh, yeah.
And you have a warm cheese strudel with mixed berries.
Banger. Yeah.
Get all the food items.
Yeah.
All of it.
For the beverages.
Go up there and say all of them.
just give me the board. For the beverages, you can get a few different beers. They have the Bitburger Premium Pils. They have the Steigl Brewery Radler Raspberry.
Yes, it's back.
That one.
I love it. I love it so much. And the Flensburger Dunkel.
Dunkel, baby. Yeah.
Dunk on them with the Dunkel.
And then they also have a sparkling wine and apple liqueur drink as well. Of course, you can get the three beer options in a beer flight. So partake.
You know what to do,
your heart's desire.
Yeah, just go ahead and give me the whole menu there, as with every
they
festival.
Do not
they
miss.
Don't. They just don't. All right. Well, we're going to move forward, but before we get to this this booth, we're going to go ahead and take out a second mortgage or refinance our vehicle. We're going to do something so we can have some extra money in our pocket just to get one damn thing. But we're going to the Italy booth.
Hey,
this is Primavera
Kitchen.
It's all
new.
But check it out.
That
yeah,
just means
new.
It probably costs more. But
yeah, it wouldn't mean that Disney's listening to everybody and saying, please fix Italy.
Yeah. So first off, we have a Panette pasta with spicy tomato sauce and buttery shrimp. So I'm guessing Panette might be like a smaller version of penny pasta. I'm just going to assume.
Yeah.
We also have bocconcini mozzarella bocconcini with grape tomatoes and pesto sauce. So probably like a little bit of a salad type deal going on there.
Uh-huh.
A chocolate cannoli. And it is a chocolate covered cannoli Ayo. Shell with peanut butter ricotta filling. Okay, now.
I'm here for that.
I can get down with that. Give me, especially with the right beer combination.
Yeah.
It's probably $14, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Here's the one, the quattro formaggi, which is panette pasta and four cheese sauce. Yeah, you're going to be paying for them cheeses. I can tell you that.
And you're going to be paying for it in a couple ways.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Beverages, nothing new here. You've got your Peroni Pilsner, your Sauvignon Blanc, your Prosecco, your Sangrias, and an Italian margarita with limoncello and tequila, or Italian mineral water. So probably Perrier. But yeah, just, you know, the the four cheese pasta and the peanut butter cannoli, I might actually stop and get those. I just have to put myself in poverty the couple weeks after that trip.
Probably go good with the Dunkel, unless we could find a good stout. But the springtime doesn't really call for stouts, so yeah. Probably pair it with the Dunkel from Germany booth and might be good.
Well, we're going to mosey on over to the American Adventure Pavilion, where the Magnolia Terrace booth lies. And kicking it off, we have the Bananas Foster Bread Pudding, another returning favorite of this festival. Great, great option for you here. Mm-hmm. You also have the Muffaletta Panini with ham, salami, mortadella, provolone, and Swiss with olive salad. Very, very fresh, hearty. That's what you want right there. Also available is the Spicy Chicken Gumbo with andouille sausage and long grain and wild rice. That's the one. Go here, circle this one, get it twice because it's that damn good.
Well, we'll see, right? We'll see if they – we just talked about this, right, on our last week's episode on the most underrated Walt Disney World resort restaurants and comparing this food booth and this food item to what you can get over at Port Orleans. Their quick service.
Don't let Port Orleans ruin this for you, but if you did.
So, based on last year's version, I would go over to Port Orleans over this.
Yeah, but and that when they say spicy, they mean spicy. I'm anxious to see.
Right. So, I'm anxious to see what this year's version over here at the American Pavilion gives us.
And then on tap, we have two brand new beverages. We have the Schneider Weiss Love Beer out of Germany, so it has to be good, right? Yeah. Also available is the Urban Artifact Cappy Snacks Fruit Punch Fruit
Ale.
Hey,
now.
Out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting offering there. A returning favorite is the Bayou Cocktail, which is made out of spiced rum, coconut rum, fruit punch, and orange juice just in your face. This is a fruity drink. And rounding out the beer flights is the Parrish Brewing Co.'s Ghost in the Machine Double IPA out of Broussard, Louisiana.
Great beer.
Got to pick one beer, pick up the Ghost in the Machine. That's fabulous. I'm surprised that they included a beer that's not from America at the America Pavilion.
Right.
Yeah.
Is this the first time they've done that?
But it has to be good. It has to be good.
I wouldn't be surprised if that got changed. I don't know. I just can't see a German beer at the an American booth. You got plenty of good American beers. Nothing against this company, right? I have no idea,
right,
who this brewery is or this what this beer tastes like.
Just what's the correlation?
I'm just saying, like, yeah, it's like, all right, well, I just expect symmetry. American beers at this American booth. So that's all. All right, we're going over to Hanami, which is in Japan, and we've got a few new options. Actually, we have all new options at this booth, food and beverages, minus one, which is one of Justin's favorite items, which is the Frushi.
Get it.
It's strawberry, pineapple, and lychee wrapped in coconut rice and pink soy wrap. Served with whipped cream, drizzled raspberry sauce, and toasted coconut. So it is very
yummy,
nice and sweet.
Very fresh.
Yes. New items. For food, we have the Ramen Cup, which is a ramen salad shaken in a cup with fresh vegetables, grilled chicken, and dashi broth with chili oil and yuzu.
Okay.
And then we have a steam bun filled with vegetables and plant-based soy meat. So this is a plant-based and a garden graze item for the festival passport. I don't, again, what is it with the hot broth?
Springtime and leading into summer
and
with hot
spring
broth.
And summer months at these festivals. I'm down for a good ramen, but I don't want ramen
must
when
be cold
it's
in
90
Japan
degrees.
Like, yeah, not in the blazing ass sun.
Yeah, exactly. I don't get it. I appreciate it, but I don't get it. For the beverages, again, all are brand new. We have a watermelon strawberry lemonade, which is a non-alcoholic option. You can do a alcoholic version of that with sake added to it. You have the Orange Blossom Brewing Company's Cherry Blossom Green Tea Pilsner, That's a local one there to the Orlando area. And you have the Ozeki Pineapple Nigori Sake. So you can get that as an individual alcoholic option.
Some solid offerings on that menu.
Yeah. I mean, I'm down for the...
Solid on a chill day.
Yeah. Yeah. I could easily... Yeah, if the weather's hot, I'm skipping that booth.
Yeah. Solid options, sorry. Liquid delivery.
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, moving forward to Tangerine Cafe, Flavors of the Medina. This is, of course, at the Morocco Pavilion. We've got pretty much all returning favorites on the food portion of the menu, and that being your grilled kebabs with the carrot chickpea salad and the garlic aioli. And it has the lamb kefta and the tremula chicken on this item. Mm-hmm. And then you have your Mediterranean flatbread, not a truck, with shermoula, roasted vegetables, artichoke, olives, and feta cheese. A very, very fresh item. And then an orange blossom saffron cake.
That's the one.
So, I mean, the kebabs are great. They're you know, speaking of foods that sit well on you in the sun, you know, something light like that and fresh, that's the definite solid choice. And so we got a couple of new beverages, too. So starting off, we have the Keel Farms Pear Honeysuckle Hard Cider, another local beer out of Plant City. Mm. And then you have the Woodchuck Imperial Sippin' Citrus Hard Cider. Sounds interesting. And another returning great from Three Daughters Brewing, the Pomegranate Hard Cider. So, again, Morocco coming through with the solid cider selection. And you can get these in a flight or individually. And as well, to round it out, you have a Pomegranate Mimosa. A lot of good...
This will be a stop for me.
Yeah.
Always love that.
I wonder how that pear honeysucker hard cider, I'm wondering how that's going to taste, being that the strawberry farms are near Plant City as well. So, like, the pollination of that, I wonder if there's something to that.
Well, see, I've had a pear and elderflower cider before, and it's a pretty good flavor combo.
Yeah, I'm down. I mean, I will be. This will be a must-visit booth for me. And as fate would have it,
take a few steps.
As fate would have it,
oh my gosh,
ladies and gentlemen, it has happened once again. Everybody's favorite game.
What the hell is he saying?
You know what? Just for the meme, let's go through it. Let's
do Justin
it.
To read the Fleur de Lis France Pavilion menu.
All right, get your 5-point harnesses strapped in, buckle them tight. Here we go. So we're going to start with returning offerings here. Kicking off is going to be the beignet with vanilla, caramel, and that's it. Just vanilla cream and caramel. Also available is the croissant with goat cheese, herbs, and roasted garlic. I've not enjoyed this myself, so gentlemen, have y'all had any of these?
Yes, that one's actually good. The croissant is what I would suggest.
We also have two new offerings here, one of them being a warm cake filled with lemon, lavender, and thyme infused cream served with berry compote.
What was the name of that dish?
Interesting. Oh, here we go. Gâteau au crémeux citron.
There we go.
There you go.
Now I know what it is. Thank you. Thank you for that explanation.
God bless you. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Amazing. And you know what? Just for the meme, on the other offering for the food, we have the Parmentier de Canard à l'orange.
That wasn't half bad.
That's not too bad, actually. Good. That wasn't too bad. Pulled duck confit with orange sauce and garlic rosemary mashed potatoes.
That sounds pretty enticing, actually.
Kicking it off on the beverage menu, we have a new item offered here. We have the Jean Bonjour Val de Loire.
Jean Bon Jovi?
Which is a Sauvignon Blanc from the Loire Valley.
Hey, Jean Bon Jovi.
Yeah, right, Jean Bon Jovi. There he is.
someone's going to walk up to that booth and ask for that. You know it's going to happen.
Hey, can I get the Jean Bon Jovi?
Can I get the, can I get the Living on a Prayer drink?
Can I get the Living on a Prayer drink?
I think I broke them.
Oh, the living, on a prayer drink got me, bro. That was great.
God. I just can't wait for someone to walk up in their denim shorts. They're all red at the piece.
Their right. Dale Earnhardt shirt.
Like, hey, yeah, let me get one of them. Hey, man, John Bon Jovi drinks.
What's the deal on that John Bon Jovi drinks right there?
You had that? It's pretty good. All right. Yeah,
I heard it from Justin off that Off the Monorails yeah. podcast. You ever heard of it? Also available is the Kronenbourg Blanc 1664 draft. So you have your beer option here. Also available is the La Vie en Rose frozen slush made with vodka, Grey Goose, La Orange, Saint Germain liqueur, white and red cranberry juices. Okay. Make you poop.
Make you poop.
Oh my God. God. Oh. You can't even talk.
And rounding out the menu, we have the sparkling raspberry cocktail of your normal sparkling wine with raspberry flavor infusions.
That sounds good. I'll have see that.
It. There we are. Unbuckle it. Unbuckle your seatbelts.
Round of applause.
The ride is over.
Round of applause. What a sport.
Thank you. It's been a while. You know, we do it for the meme.
All right.
Gosh.
Going on to La Isla Fresca. This is going to be between Morocco and France. It's Caribbean-influenced dishes. We here have a new item. It's the Impossible Jamaican Beef Patty with spicy papaya syrup. So this is a plant-based item.
That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, very interested to try that because I love a good, like, it's like almost like an empanada, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then we have coconut tres leches, vanilla cake soaked with oat, almond, and coconut milks with toasted coconut on top. And this is one of those Garden Grace items and another plant-based item. There's a lot of plant-based items, it feels like, on these menus so far. For the beverages, you have the tropical slush, which is a lemonade, grapefruit, and simple syrup slushy. This is a non-alcoholic drink. You can get the Wicked Weed Brewing's Mango Wowie Hazy IPA with mango.
Wow.
Also, Florida Orange Groves Winery Tropical Perception White Sangria from St. Pete and the Tropical Breeze cocktail with Don Q Lemon Rum.
You don't say. Don Q made an appearance. Look at there.
Don Q. Old Donnie.
All right. Well, also, again, as fate would have it, I get the Northern mm-hmm. Bloom at Canada. This is always a great stop for Flower and Garden Festival. All the food items are still the same from previous years, but
goated.
I see some new beverages, so I cannot wait to tackle mm-hmm. those. But we'll start off with the beef tenderloin tips with the mushroom bordelaise sauce, whipped potatoes, and garden vegetables. It's a must. You must get
W.
it. The seared scallops, so plural scallops, I'm going to hold them to it.
Yep.
With French green beans, buttered potatoes, and brown butter vinaigrette. It's delicious. I'll give it that. And the chocolate maple whiskey cake, always delicious.
Goated.
And yes. All right. So it looks like an entirely new beer flight. This is crazy because Canada seems to kind of stay in this small wheelhouse of beers that they keep for their flights, but we're going to start off with the Collective Arts Brewing Beyond Reason Micro Pale Ale and another Collective Arts Brewing, the Grapefruit Lime Sour. So that ought to be like a little bit of a contrast.
Collective Arts hasn't let us down yet.
Yeah, they haven't.
I'm excited about that.
But then we have a Florida Orange Grove Sparkling Blackberry Wine and then the Glutenberg.
Out of St.
Pete. Yeah, another kind of local beer. Or well, that's a wine, actually. Yeah, local wine.
For Canada.
And yeah, tell me. And the Glutenberg Blonde Ale, another good Canada beer. But yeah, I'm going to get myself a big boy pour of that micro pale ale, I'm pretty sure, while I eat me some tenderloin
tips.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be getting all the food items from here. And then I'll, maybe do a you know, flip a coin for whichever collective arts beer I'm going to get. So, yeah, they have not let us down so far. I am putting my trust in their ability to make some good beer.
I like it. So, as luck would have it, I get Trowel and Trellis here, hosted by Impossible over by the Port of Entry. And we are graced with almost a full brand new menu, gentlemen. Mm-hmm.
This has always been a pretty good one every year, too.
Yeah. And I'm kind of shocked to see that it got a pretty much a makeover here. But yeah, we do have two returning items, so we'll kick it off with that. We'll kick it off with the Impossible Farmhouse Meatball with lentil, bread, spinach, marinated vegetables, and creamy herb aioli. And this is one of the plant-based items that you can find on the Garden Grace scavenger. So make sure you check that out. And returning is also the soy glazed sticky ribs with the green onions and peanuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those were good last year.
Yeah, I remember you raved on that, Jordan. So make sure you check those out as well. New on the food offerings is the chocolate mousse terrarium with matcha crumble and chocolate soil.
Yeah, this looks pretty cool because it looks like it's going to be served in a kind of almost a little souvenir cup.
Probably see-through cup.
And it's got the matcha on top that looks like the grass, right? And then it's got the chocolate mousse as the layers, like the dirt. And the featured photo shows flowers on it. I'm wondering if they're going to serve it with edible flowers. The menu doesn't say it, but the photo does show it.
I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool. It's a cool concept.
I've had edible flowers before. They're good. Yeah. All new beverage items offered here. So we have the raspberry and lemon herbal tea from Twinings. And you can get this as a non-alcoholic version. You also have the Surreal Brewing Co.'s Natural Bridges Kolsch style non-alcoholic beer out of Sacramento, California. Mm. And again, there's a non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah.
Okay. Just throw an asterisk to it. You also have Brew Hub from Lakeland over here in Florida with their Strawberry Heatwave Berliner. That's probably going to be the one. Mm. And then rounding out the beverage options is the raspberry and lemon herbal tea with gin. So you got Twinings teas with gin mixed in there.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
brand new menu for Trowel and Trellis.
Yeah, I'll be trying a lot of this menu, probably all the food items, and then definitely a couple of the drinks for sure. You know, I'm good for, I'm always down for a good Berliner. So I'll be trying that at least as well. All right, moving on to returning favorite booth for all of us, I think. This will be found near the Port of Entry, and it is the Honey Bistro. This booth, again, you know, some of these booths become synonymous with each festival, and the Honey Bistro booth is one of those that has become synonymous with Flower and Garden. So this is a returning items from last year. We've got chicken and waffles, which is the crispy chicken and honey sweet cornbread waffle with whipped honey butter and spicy honey. Fantastic. So,
and it is not spicy at all.
Just good. It's so good. They also have the honey glazed cauliflower with honey roasted carrot puree, wild rice pilaf, spring vegetables, honey blistered grapes, and sunflower brittle.
Man.
So,
my goodness.
Yeah. A lot to that.
My goodness.
For the beverages, we've got the Honey Peach Cobbler Freeze with streusel. It's a non-alcoholic version there. You can also get that alcoholic delicious with some blueberry vodka added to it. And then
also delicious,
you have Florida Orange Groves Winery Orange Blossom Honey Wine and a new beer this year, Copper Point Brewing Company's Bee's Squeeze Blonde Ale. Anyone notice something missing from that menu?
Man,
it's glaring to me.
The honey cheesecake,
honey mascarpone, right? Cheesecake.
Yes.
What the hell?
That has been on the menu for as long as I can remember. I think as long as they've opened this.
Yeah, easily 5 years.
And it's nowhere to be found on that menu. I think we may have to riot.
I'll take shit that pisses me off for 500, Alex.
All right. That's well, there we go. We found something to piss us off.
Old strategy.
Yeah. All right. Damn it.
Well,
they might have redeemed themselves with that new beer
Nah,
that sounds pretty good.
No, you're talking about
Blondale.
You're talking about one of the best festival items. One of the best items overall. And it's gone? Do we run out of mascarpone cheese?
Yeah.
Is the supply low in the U.S.? Like, what are we? I don't know. I don't get it.
You got a fair argument there. Yeah.
Hopefully, this is just one of those
that was good.
We released the menus, but we forgot to put that on there. It is there. That would be a great surprise.
I don't know how you miss putting that on there, but yeah.
Well, moving on from those bad vibes, we'll take a short walk to the port of entry where you will find Pineapple Promenade. And this is a place that has been known for having a good hot dog, and thankfully it is back this year with the pineapple chutney and the plantain chips. Jordan, I know you said your dad raved about this thing last year.
Oh, it disappeared quickly. Yeah, yeah, really good.
You got the Dole Whip. We all know what a Dole Whip is. It's delicious. Mm-hmm. Get it?
Staple. Yeah.
A big list of beverages here with two new items. But I'll list them last. So we have all the returning favorites: the Frozen Desert Violet Lemonade, and then you have the Dole Whip with Fanta. I am a huge fan of that. I will tell you that, mm-hmm. especially if it's a strawberry one. We have the Three Daughters Brewing Tropical Jefe. We have a Dole Whip topped with Somruz Mango Cream Liqueur, and then you've got the Florida Orange Groves Winery Sparkling Pineapple Wine. Wasn't that good to me. It tasted like soap, but I'll let you be the judge of that. And the Playa Linda Brewing Company Violet Lemonade Ale. And then the two newer items. Yeah, well, here again, we have another Copper Point Brewing edition.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So this is the Tropical Hibiscus Blonde Ale. Might mm-hmm. be pretty good.
Okay. And another Blonde Ale offering.
The Wicked Weed Brewing has their Perny Haze, the Hazy IPA. I actually make these cans at work, and they are so cool looking. But it's really good beer. Really, really good beer. And I will be stopping here for a hot dog and a beer. That is a guarantee.
Yes. Yep.
All right, so we're going to mosey on over to the Land Cart, hosted by Advent Health. This is, of course, by the Land Pavilion. Got a few new offers on the food menu and one beverage option here, so... Yeah, hashtag not an ad. So with the food, we have the Kai Parfait with Greek yogurt. So you got some fresh berries and granola mixed in there as well. So just your straightforward yogurt. And also available is the roasted red pepper hummus with cucumbers, olives, and multigrain crackers.
Yeah, great snack.
Pretty straightforward menu there. And also available here is a strawberry fruit bar, which is a plant-based item, obviously. And on tap for beverages, we have... new item to this booth, the Florida smoothie, pineapple, orange, and mango. Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Yep.
I dig it.
And outside of the food booths, we'll quickly take you through some of the other options you can find around the parks, including Connections Cafe and Connections Eatery, the Joffrey coffee stands, and Refreshment Outpost and Refreshment Port. Quickly with Connections, for food there, festival specific food items, so limited food items. You can find the Hot Honey Chicken Sandwich, Southern Fried Chicken Sandwich with hot honey, ooh, pickles on brioche. Pretty straightforward, but interested to try and see how it compares to some of the more well-known, you know, fast food options. And then the Orange Bird Lage Waffle, super good. You can basically get this waffle year-round. This just has a little Orange Bird on top of it for the festival. And a special beverage option, they have the Blood Orange Hibiscus Margarita with Terramana Tequila, one of my favorite tequilas, with hibiscus and blood orange syrup and orange juice. So I will probably be getting that for sure. Again, the Joffrey stands have some specials. Each stand has a unique beverage. So as you go through the Joffrey's locations around Epcot, mm-hmm. as a whole, you'll find some different items, different specials at each one. So definitely check those out as you go if you want to find some special Joffrey's items.
And also quickly going over the Refreshment Outpost. This is a sleeper spot that we talk about time and time again between mm-hmm. Germany and China along World Showcase. You will have here one new item for the food, which is a seasonal fruit parfait with sweet chili sauce and mango Dole Whip. Then you'll also have just your standard ice cream float with Barks Red Cream Soda. They'll have a tangerine soft serve. And they got actually three new beers here with the Crooked Cam Brewing Picante Pale Ale. And then we have a Sweetwater Brewing Half a Gummy Fruit Punch IPA. Mm-hmm. Love Sweetwater out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
They got the Woodchuck 802 Barrel Age Hard Cider as well. And a Lavender Martini. Ooh, with
that one.
Yeah. That's a, I wonder what type of barrel it's aged in.
We'll find out.
We'll find out for sure. There's also a Lavender Martini with Boyd and Blair Potato Vodka with lavender and lemon. And, of course, this would not be a festival preview without me talking about the refreshment port and the poutine. So a festival-specific poutine we have this year is the plant-based buffalo chicken tender poutine on crispy potato barrels with plant-based ranch blue cheese crumbles. Sounds fantastic. And again, now here
and
with
it's the garden graze items.
Yeah, it's garden graze items. So that's a good way to get your stamp. And we have, of course, Refreshment Port has been kind of focusing on some good ciders here lately the past couple years. And they haven't stopped now. And that they have the Country Boy Brewing Orange Cream Hard Cider. And I will be trying this. And they got a frozen mojito with Boyd and Blair rum. And then they have a Villa Maria Earth Garden Sauvignon Blanc. So nice little wine, little white wine you can tantalize your taste buds with.
Ooh, tantalize.
Yeah.
And rounding us out here is that over at the American Adventure Pavilion, we have the funnel cake booth. And this year's offering is a funnel cake with powdered sugar, vanilla ice cream, strawberries, whipped cream, strawberry glaze, and strawberry crunch.
Gimme.
Goated, go get it. It sounds
fantastic. My name's Jimmy.
Yes, so, it does.
And this rounds out our listing of food options available for this year's Flower and Garden.
Cannot wait.
Me either. It just makes me that much more excited for it coming. I hate to see Festival of the Arts leave. You guys know that. I think you guys sympathize with that. But
absolutely,
man, I am looking forward to a lot of these menu options at Flower and Garden. It's so beautiful, like I said, and just feels like you're turning into the next season, right? It just, again, it feels like spring when you experience this festival. So get there early, get there often, so you can experience all this. And I simply cannot wait.
Before we get out of here, I want to make sure you guys are aware. Go visit us on the social media platforms. We're all over Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, you name it. We're there, all under the same handle, at Off the Monorails. You can find us there. Be sure to like, subscribe, all that stuff. Our YouTube has been popping. We have an OTM Shorts channel as well for all of our short-form content. Be sure to go check that out as well. And again, do all the free stuff. Like, subscribe, follow, whatever it's asking to do. Do all that stuff. And then if you would, on your preferred podcast platform, please give us a rating, maybe even a short little review about our show, and help other people just reach other people and help drive them over to us. We love helping people out on any Disney advice and trips, and we give them straightforward content, as you know, and we are here to help you. So we try not to fill you with fluff, and we try to get you pointed in the right direction and spend more time with your family rather than having the headache of planning trips and all the things that come along with trip going.
Yep, that's what this episode is built for, right? To help you be prepared for your visit to Flower and Garden Festival. Get all the wondering out of the way so that you can have a good attack plan on what you're going to go after and eat and enjoy entertainment-wise. So hope this helps. Hope you like it. Enjoy it. Enjoy opening weekend, the festival coming up next week. We'll be there very, very soon as well ourselves. And we'll be back, of course, to review our thoughts on some of our old favorites to see if they still were good and all the new stuff. So with that being said, we'll catch you next week. I'm Jordan.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is Off the Monorails.